From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, and she is John McCain's running mate.
It was rightly noted in Denver this week that Hillary left 18 million cracks in the highest, hardest glass ceiling in America. But it turns out the women of America aren't finished yet, and we can shatter that glass ceiling once and for all.
Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, after being introduced by John McCain at a rally in Dayton, Ohio today. Sarah Palin is a newcomer to the national political scene. She's 44 years old, a self-described hockey mom, and she has a reputation for bucking her party's establishment in Alaska. We'll have more about her life and career in just a moment. First, though, let's go to NPR's David Shaper. He's at that rally in Dayton. And David, they've finished speaking. What's the scene?
Well, the scene is one of excitement and celebration, and people filing out of the basketball arena here in Dayton, Ohio, with smiles on their faces. The piece of the speech that you just played there is something that I think a lot of people wanted to hear. That I think there's excitement of that there's a woman on the ticket, that there's a possibility for history on the Republican side of the ticket, as well as, you know, the first African American nominee on the Democratic side. The appeal to Hillary supporters went over well here, although I don't think there was a lot of Hillary supporters in the audience. But certainly a lot of the young moms here are going to be talking up Sarah Palin to their friends and neighbors.
Right. It certainly looked exciting on TV, at least with the sound off. I didn't get to have the sound on. So tell us, you heard it. What did Sarah Palin have to say?
Well, she basically introduced herself. The one thing that coming in here, a lot of people were telling me, they were like, who? They didn't know exactly who Sarah Palin was, other than the fact that she's first-term governor and self-described hockey mom. So she told them about her experience in Alaska, the fact that she's a union member and was a commercial fisherman herself. Her husband is still a commercial fisherman and also works on the north slope of Alaska with BP drilling for oil. Blue-collar black background that appeals to a lot of people in the Midwestern states like Ohio, as well as Michigan, Indiana, and a few others. I think that she introduced herself as well in talking about her reform credentials, the fact that she would be somewhat of a breath of fresh air, and I think that's one of the other things that John McCain was looking for on his pick.
Right. Certainly a Washington outsider, and that's something that the Obama campaign highlighted today in a statement that it put out. It said, in part, today John McCain put the former mayor of a town of 9,000 with zero foreign policy experience a heartbeat away from the presidency. We might note that today is John McCain's 72nd birthday. Was that concern addressed today?
Well, some of the supporters did acknowledge that being 44 is a big plus. Being a woman is a plus, and that she's young, she's fresh, she's energetic, and she's tough. She showed in this speech that she can stand up to just about anyone. And those people who are concerned about her lack of experience say that they're confident, though, in the level of experience that John McCain brings to the ticket. So her relative lack of experience isn't as much of a concern, at least to the Republican stalwarts here in Dayton, Ohio.
David Shaper in Dayton, Ohio. Thanks, David.
Anytime.